Today's shir is Masechta, Bava Dazar Daf Chabez. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Layask Adam Sadei Lakuti. A person may not rent out his property to Kuti Mnei Nekras Al Shemoi. It's still considered, people call it as if it was still the Jews. The Jews' property, the kuti zeh, and this kuti, as we discussed in our previous year, oisaba malacha b'chalamayit, doesn't accept the halacha that we may not do malacha b'chalamayit and continues to work there on chalamayit, and because of that, people will think that a Jew is working on his property on chalamayit. Avlov k'chavim, says the Gemara, the fact that the Braisa singled out a kuti, it seems that Tunav Kachavim, what would be the halacha shari? That one may rent his property to Tunav Kachavim. The Amri, because they say that the Nachri is not acting as a shliach of the Yisrael, but they assume that the Nachri is working as a oris, as a sharecropper, an oris arisasi of it. That the Nachri is working as an oris. He wants to get, as we explained in our previous year, an oris gets a percentage, and he wants to get his percentage, and because he wants to get his percentage, that's why he's allowed to work on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara if there's a concept that people will not assume that anybody's doing anything wrong, because the person who's working on the field is an oris, and he's working for his own benefit, not for the benefit of the Jew. Ask the Gemara if that's the case by Kuti Nami Amri. So why by a Kuti do we start our shiur today with a Braisa that says that a Kuti may not work on the field? Why don't we say the same thing there as well? Say the concept of Arisa Rusasi of it, that the Kuti is an Aris, and when he's working on Chalamayit, he's working for himself. He's not working for the Yisrael, says the Gemara, a Rusosler of Shimon ben Elazar Lesley. Rav Elazar does not subscribe to the entire concept that because people will say that he's an Oris and he's working for himself, he doesn't subscribe to that concept. Because, and the Rishonim give two explanations why he doesn't subscribe to that concept. One concept is, yes, the Oris, the non-Jewish Oris, is working for himself because he's going to get a share in whatever profits happen here. But explains, Shimon Elazar's opinion is that that doesn't help us because the Jew also, at the end of the day, benefits from the fact that the Nachri, from the fact that the Oris is working there. So when do we say that it's mutter? Only when the only beneficiary will be the Nachri. But in a case where the Yisrael is also the beneficiary, we don't say that. Another shot is that even if people will recognize and assume that this Nachri that is an Oris, people will not understand the halachic nafkamina, the halachic difference between an Oris and a worker. And even if they're going to say, yes, most people who work on a field work as an oris, that isn't what is, they're not going to understand the difference. And as we're learning, somebody who's working as a worker is not allowed to work. And that's why we can't use the keter of an oris. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why is the halacha that a Jew is allowed to hire a Nachri? Because when a Yisrael is hired, when a Nachri is hired, but he's given very clear instructions, you may not work on this property on Shabbos, he's going to pay attention. The Kuti will start coming up with all sorts of reasons why he is different and why he's allowed to work. And therefore, by Kuti, we have to be more machmer than by Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, but why not? Kuti nami amir levitzayis, why can't we say that the Kuti is going to listen to what we make up with him? Says the Gemara, Kuti lo tzayis. The Kuti doesn't listen to what we say. Dama, because the Kuti says, Ana gamrinim mitfei minach, I am a bigger Talmud Chacham than you. And you say that you're not allowed to work there, and I say you are allowed to work there. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if the reason why Rav Shimon ben Lazar holds that you're not allowed to work, have a Kuti work on your field, because it's a whole new consideration, because we're concerned that the Kuti is not going to follow the stipulation, the deal that they made, that he's not going to work there when he's not supposed to work there, he's not going to work there at Chol HaMoed, Mayir Ibn Neshin Akras HaShaloi. So the Braisa said that the reason why the Kuti may not work there is because Nekras HaShaloi, people consider it the property of the Jew. That isn't the reason. Typically, the Braisa should have said the reason, because the Kuti is going to work on the field. He's not going to agree. He's not going to pay attention to what we agreed that he's not. And says the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa is Chada v'Oid Kama. Chada, Mishum Lefnaiver. There's a concern of Lefnaiver Lesitim Mechshol when we have the Kuti working there on Chol HaMoed, which you're not supposed to be working there on Chol HaMoed. V'Oid, and the other concern is, name the Kras al Shemoi, the property is called on the Jew's name, and people are going to think that the Kuti is acting as a shlich on our behalf. Says the Gemara, the Hani Merkoi, there were Merkoi are people who work on a field, and again, a Jew and a non-Jew accepted upon themselves to be the reason of this property. They agreed that they're going to work on the property together. And then after they get whatever proceeds, whatever percentage of the proceeds that they agreed with the owner of the field, they'll share those proceeds. The Rishonim ask a question, how could this ever happen? We're going to learn now in our Gemara the concerns with Shabbos, etc. But the Rishonim ask that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, says that Yisrael is now supposed to become a shutuf, a partner with a Nachri, because we're concerned that there's going to be a business dispute, and the Nachri is going to have to swear to the Yisrael, and he's going to swear with his Avodah Zarah's name. And the Torah Kedoshah says, V'shem Elohim Elcherem Leisoskiru Leishishama Apichai, we're now allowed to cause that a Nachri should make a Shvua to the Avodah Zarah. So one teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that the Gemara is not focusing if they're allowed to be partners or not. They're not allowed to be partners, but the Gemara is dealing with a reality if they are partners. Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that when the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says that Yisrael is not allowed to be a partner with a Nachri, that's in a regular business, a regular partnership where he opens a business together with a Nachri. Here, they're not really partners in a business. They're only taking on the responsibility of working this field together. That isn't the type of partnership that is usher. And now, the way they arranged it, the Ayv Kachavim Nakab B'Shabsa, the Ayv Kachavim worked on Shabbos and took his proceeds from Shabbos. Yisrael, and Yisrael worked on Chat B'Shabbos, and Yisrael worked on Sunday. And he took the Sunday proceeds. Also came to Rava, and they came to Rava with a shaila, if this is permissible. It says the Gemara, Sharaluhu, and Rava said it's fine. Ask the Gemara, Esvei, Ravina LaRava. The Braisa says, Yisrael Avav Kacham Shekibul Sada, if Yisrael and Avav Kacham accepted a field, B'Shutfis, the halacha is, LaYoyma Yisrael Avav Kachavim, the Yisrael may not tell the Nachri, you work on Shabbos and take the proceeds from Shabbos. And I'll take my share for the weekdays. Because when they accepted upon themselves to be sharecroppers together, what they accepted was that they're going to work together every day on that field. And now when the Nachri is working himself on that field, on Shabbos, what he's doing is he's acting as the shliach of the Yisrael, that the Yisrael is supposed to work on that field that day as well. And the Nachri took on upon himself to work on behalf of the Jew. There are two ways that the Rishonim approach how they're going to divide the proceeds. One approach in the Rishonim is that at the end, when they'll divide, they take into consideration. But the simpler pshat is that when it comes to start cutting the fruit, and as we keep on describing, they divide the fruit that he gets a certain percentage, each one gets a certain percentage. So the percentage that the Oris is entitled to from Shabbos will go completely to the Nachri, and the percentage that the Oris is entitled to from Sunday will go completely to the Yisrael. However, says the Gemara, Vim hisnu mitchila, if before they entered into this arrangement, they agreed upon between themselves that Shabbos is the day the Kuti works, Sunday is the day that the Yisrael works, mutter, then it's permissible. Because the Nachri is not working on behalf of the Yisrael on Shabbos, because it's not the Yisrael's responsibility to work on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't have a question that the Kuti is acting as a shliach for the Yisrael, because he never undertook the Shabbos obligation. And the way I saw the Rishonim explain, not only did Yisrael not undertake the obligation to work on Shabbos, the Yisrael also did not undertake the obligation, the revenue from Shabbos. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, he has no connection to this field. However, says the Gemara, Vim Baal Cheshvin, if they did not make this stipulation up front, that the Nachri will work on Shabbos, the Yisrael will work on Sunday, but when they came to make a reckoning at the end, Baal Cheshvin, they took that into consideration, that the Nachri worked on Shabbos, the Yisrael worked on Sunday, Aser. But we see from this halacha that if they don't up front make the deal, the halacha is that we can't deny it. And here we learned that Rava said that it was okay, even if they didn't make this stipulation up front. So says the Gemara, Ichsef. Rava was, after Rava heard what Ravina just taught, Rava was embarrassed. However, says the Gemara, L'soif Gloy Milsa, then it turned out, the way I always understand this Gemara is Ragli Chassid of Yishmar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim, and not that they should not, chas v'shalom, say something incorrect, that the case here really was this hisnu mikara hava, that they had made such a stipulation up front. Says the Gemara, Ravina Bei Kassel Omer, Ravina Bei Kassel says, Hanu, when we speak about this Nachri and Yisrael that took on this arisis together, it wasn't a Shabbos issue. Shesili the Arla hava. We know that the halacha is that the first 3 years, a Jew is not allowed to have any benefit from any tree, from any fruit that grows the first 3 years. That's Arla. And the way they made the arrangement was the Ovik Chavim Achle Shnei Darl. The first 3 years, the Nachri will work on this property. And all the fruit that is produced during those 3 years will go to the Nachri. Yisrael, and Yisrael will only begin working the Shani Datera only after those 3 years. And what makes this question complicated is because not only may we not eat Arla, the halacha is we're not allowed to have hano from Arla. And the question is this arrangement considered a situation as if the Yisrael is having hano from Arla? It says the Gemara Asla Kamei de Rava, they came to Rava, and the question was, as we just explained, is this considered as if the Yisrael is having Hanor from Arla? And the Gemara says, Sharaluhu. Rava said that it's fine. And presumably Rava said that it's fine even if they had not made this arrangement up front, even if they had only divided it after they had entered this arrangement, it's still acceptable. Voice of Ravina LaRava. But ask the Gemara, how could that be acceptable? We just quoted a brisa that says that only if this arrangement is made up front is it acceptable. but not afterwards. Says the Gemara, L'sayai Siwa. The Ravina brought this Braisa to prove Rava's point. Because here, there's no problem of Shlichas. By Arla, a Yisrael is a lot of work on Arla tree. The only thing a Yisrael is not allowed to do is benefit from the Arla tree, from the Arla fruit. And therefore, it's very different than Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, that Arla is not the same as Shabbos. And by Arla, even if they didn't make this agreement up front, it's fine. So ask the Gemara, why was Rav embarrassed? Says the Gemara, actually, L'hayadvar Ma'ilam, Rav was never embarrassed. There was no reason for him to be embarrassed. Ibailahu, ask the Gemara, Stomamai, the Yisrael and the Avdik Chavim are shutfim together in a rhesus, but they never stipulated anything. But it happened by itself that the Nachri worked on Shabbos and the Yisrael worked on Sunday. And now they're coming to make divide up the Paris, and they didn't discuss this at all. Is that considered mutter or asa? Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa that we just learned said explicitly, im hisnu metchila mutter, only if they clearly made up front that this is the way that they're going to be partners, the Nachri takes Shabbos, the Yisrael takes Sunday. Hastama, if it wasn't clearly articulated, it would be asur. But says the Gemara, let's continue learning the Braisa. Eima Seifa and Baal Cheshvin, if they make this reckoning, Osir, because the Nachri is working for the Yisrael. Hastama, but if they didn't make a Cheshvin, just everybody took his share on his own, it seems it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, from the Braisa, Lekla Mishmanei, we haven't got a clear proof what would be the Halacha in a case of Stama. Ravozna Zatzal and the Shail Sechuvis Shevet Alevi Chela Gimel Simach Samach Gimel discusses that this entire subject that we're learning in our Shurim about a Nachri and Yisrael who are partners, and then the Nachri works on Shabbos, and what is the Yisrael allowed to do, what is not allowed to do, as we began discussing at the beginning of our Shir, where there's a concern of Maris Ayin, says Rav Ozner, wherever there's a concern of Maris Ayin, it becomes very, very complicated. And because it becomes very complicated, Rav Ozner says that if a person has no other option, so then he has to do what he has to do. But in a case where he has other options, says Rav Ozner, we should avoid these type of business arrangements because of the concern of Maris Ayin. Hadron lach lefnei adayim. Begins the Mishnah. Ein mamidin behemah behundik kosh levdik chavim. We're not allowed to leave an animal at a pundik of an avik chavim. Neshechashudim ala revia. There's a concern that the Nachri is going to have improper relations with the animal. Rashi explains, Pundik, she'oysen l'achsan, she'am oivdur chochem, o'malam tzchal abalam. Rashi says, it's a hotel. So the question is, if our Mishnah and the Gemara Mitzvashem all explain that the concern is what the Nachri is ultimately going to do with this animal, why does it make a difference to teach us that it's a pundit? The point being that we're not allowed to leave an animal alone with a Nachri, m'nei shechshudim al-arviya. So some achronim suggest that the Gemara is trying to teach us that even though that I'm paying to stay there, and the Nachri wants to be able to collect payment, and if I'm going to be concerned that the Nachri acted with my animal in this way, I'll never pay him. And maybe that will be a reason that the Nachri will not do what he's not supposed to do. The halacha is that doesn't make a difference. As we're going to see in the Gemara, there was a real concern that this is the way the Nachrim behave. And since there's a real concern that this is the way Nachrim behave, never, never may we leave the animal with the with the Nokri, even if we're paying him. The Rashi goes on to explain that this is considered Lifnei Sikta Mechshel. Since the Nokrim have this tendency to do this, so that's why if we're going to leave our animal with them, it's a concern of Lifnei Sikta Mechshel. So the question is, whenever we've discussed the halacha Lifnei Sikta Mechshel, we've explained that Lifnei Sikta Mechshel is only applicable betray Avid and Hara, where the Nokrim have no other, where the person has no other way, without me, the person wouldn't have done the Avera. And therefore, ask the Rishonim, if the Nachri has other animals, and he doesn't need my animal to do this terrible Avera, why should it be Usser? So the Rishonim answer, as we're going to see in the Gemara, this was something that the Nachrim, unfortunately, did very often. Since this was something that the Nokrim did very often, even if he has other animals for which to do this Avera with, that doesn't stop him. He still does this Avera all the time. And because he does the Avera, every animal that becomes available to him, he does the Avera with. That's why it's awesome. So now the Rishonim ask, the din of the Mishnah is very clear and very explicit. So how come in those days where it was all common to people to have animals, they left animals in the hands of the Nachrim? Why is that mutter? So Tosfos says that our Mishnah is only following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer holds that you're not allowed to buy an animal from a Nachri to use for a carbon. Our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Another explanation that Rashba and the Ran suggest, they say that b'zman hazeh, it's not that common that even Nochrim should do something so disgusting, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. The Raven gives a different teretz. He says that the concern of our Mishnah is only in a situation where the animal is left with a Nochri in a place where it's not easy, where people don't frequent that much, it's not likely that the Yisrael is going to catch the Nachri doing this. But in a time and a place where that isn't so common, then the halacha is, we don't have to be worried that where Jews are in the vicinity all the time, then the halacha is that we could leave it with the, that we can leave it with the, we can leave it with a Nachri. Says the Gemara, V'loy tisyachin ishemayim, a woman should not remain alone with a oivka chavim, neshech shudim al arayis. We have to be concerned that they're going to do something immoral. V'kein lo tisyachin adam imayim, and now the Mishnah teaches us another halacha, that a man should not be left alone with the Nachrim. Again, we have to be concerned that they may murder. Ask the Gemara. We began the Mishnah by saying that we can't leave an animal alone with a Nachri because we're concerned about Revia. Ask the Gemara, very many, the Brisa teaches us, Lachman behemah l'karbon. We may buy from Nachrim a behemah for a carbon. Ve'choshim, and we need not be concerned like Mishareva. Maybe the animal had relations with a different type of animal, v'loy mishum nerva, maybe it was the subject, v'loy mishum muktza, it was not, we don't need to be concerned that it was designated for avodah zara, v'loy mishum nevad, and we don't have to be concerned that it was worshipped as avodah zara. Says the Gemara, bishlama muktza v'nevad, the reason we don't have to be concerned that this animal was designated as an avodah zara or worshipped as an avodah zara, because im isa d'aksye, if it would have been designated the Misa the Palche, and if it would have been worshipped, so if this is the Nochri's Avodah Zorah, the Nochri is not going then, lo have a Mazman, he's not going to sell for an Avodah Zorah an animal that's his Avodah, for carbon, sell to the Jew an animal that was his carbon. Ela Roivei v'nirba Lochish, why should we not be concerned? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Tachlifa, Amrav Shila Baravina, Mishmei Derav, Oiv Kacham Chosab Hem Tashloi Ta'akar. A Nachri doesn't have relations with his own animal because he's concerned that the animal is going to become sterile. So the Rishonim ask a question. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, the Adam Rishon declares, Zois apam etzemat somai, ubosim ripsori, melamet sheba Adam akol behem v'chayim. Adam Rishon attempted to have relationships with every animal, but he wasn't satisfied until he had relations with Chava. So if our Gemara just taught us that when a human being has relations with an animal, that animal becomes sterile, how did those animals ever have babies afterwards after Adam Rishon had relations with them? So the Mashah says in the name of Cheskuni that what happened here was that Adam Rishon only had relations with the animals after they were already pregnant. Indeed, if he would have had relations with them before they became pregnant, the Gemara is saying they would never be able to become pregnant. Here what happened is that they were already pregnant. But many other Mefarshim explain, because that whole Medrash that says that Adam Rishon had relations with every animal and he wasn't comfortable until he had relations with Chava is, of course, a very, very difficult Medrash. Adam Rishon was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's hard to accept that somebody like Adam Rishon would do something like that. So those Mepharshim suggest that Adam Rishon didn't actually have relations with the animals. What happened was that Adam Rishon, just using his makshava, using his mind, thought what would happen if he would have relations with the animal and realized that that would not be a meaningful act. So as the Gemara HaTanech Nekevus, we could understand why a female becomes sterile, and that's why we understand why the Nachri won't do that to his animal. However, Zecharim that don't become sterile that way, Mayik Lameimer, answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Hoyl Mechishim Bebasar. Even if they don't become sterile, they become weak, and nobody's going to want to make their animal weak. Ask the Gemara, Al-Hod Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Loichem Behem Maroi Shalhen, we're allowed to buy animals from a non-Jewish, we're allowed to take animals from a non-Jewish shepherd. But why is, and use it for carbon. And the question is why? Leichish Demel Ravala, why should we not be concerned that maybe he had relations with the animal? Answers the Gemara, Roishla Masyara, anybody who has such a position will not do something like that, because if he's caught, he's not going to get paid for his services. Ask the Gemara, Al Hod Tanya, ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, we're not allowed to give our animals to their Roya, because we're concerned that he's going to do this, and we're going to be violating Lifnei Evil Asita Michshol. Lema, but ask the Gemara, why should that be a concern? Why shouldn't we say, Lema, Roish Lema Shiar Mishum Hefzat Tzcharai, and therefore we won't be worried. Answers Gemara, Inna Diyodi Ba'adadi, they, the Ayyub Tekachavim, know each other, Mirsasi, are scared what's going to happen with the animals, because they know that that is what they normally do. And that's why they know to watch and make sure, and the Royim are scared. However, Ani, the Loyadin Behu, we aren't that knowledgeable what they do. Lemritasi, that's why the Roya of the Nachri won't do it. One is, and Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation is that the Roya is concerned that the owner will be able to determine after he gives back the animal what the Roya did. And therefore he won't do it out of fear that he's going to get caught. But Jews, he thinks, don't know that much about animals, and therefore he's not that frightened. Another pshat is that the Roya is concerned that the Nachri may show up, the Nachri owner may show up any moment. but he doesn't think that Yisrael is coming to check up on him. Amar Rabbah, and says the Gemara, Hayna Damri Inchi, this is what people say, Michtava Galola Baza, a sharp, the marble, which is used for a counter, knows what a sharp metal instrument could do to it. Ragla b'chaveri yada, somebody who has the tendency to walk around and saying Lashon Hara and Rechilis, knows what Rechilis could do. And the Roya knows the same. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if this is correct, that the Nachri doesn't do it to the animal, because he's not going to want to ruin his animal, and that's why we could buy a carbon from them, Zacharin Minakavis, Loin Nisbin, but then the halacha should be that the halacha ought to be that a male animal should not be allowed to be bought from a female nachris. The chashina d'mamar b'levei. She's going to be concerned that why should we not be concerned that she had relations with it? And in this, as we're learning, they have this tendency, and she doesn't destroy the animal by doing that. And why should we therefore be allowed to buy an animal from her? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Migra Mirsa. Once she behaves with the animal in this way, the animal becomes very attached to her. And therefore, she's concerned not to do this with the animal, because she doesn't want that the animal should become attached to her. And once the animal becomes attached to her, then the halacha is that the people are going to say, well, it must be attached because she behaves that way with the animal. Ask the Gemara, Ella, ask them if that's the case. Hadatan Rabbi Yosef taught us, Amarta lo'tel b'kalbi, an almana should not raise a dog, lo'tisha barbi rabbi shpiza, and she should not have a Talmud Chacham live in her home. Bishtam bar Rav, we understand why we shouldn't let a Talmud Chacham live in our home. Tznila, he is going to remain quiet, and if they do something wrong, he's not telling anybody, and therefore we can't let him be together with her. El Kalba, says the Gemara Kim, the Magaba, since the dog is always going to be attached to her, and that's going to cause her to be scared, and since that's going to be scared, then why should she not be allowed to raise a dog? Answers the Gemara, what she'll do is kiven the shadya le'umtza or masruch basra, because if she throws meat at him, towards him, he runs after her. So meimer amar inchi, people are going to say, hide the masruch basra, the reason this animal is running after him is mishum umtza the kamasruch. They're running because of the meat, and that's how she's going to protect her bad name. So here we learned that the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham should not live at the home of an almana. So there are different pshatim, and what's the pshat in Lo Tishrei? Some explain Lo Tishrei means that they can't live there on a permanent basis. And some suggest that it's that even on a temporary basis, we have this concern. In fact, the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says that Talmud Chacham should not live in the same chotzer because of any concern. The Ravid finds that the Rambam is a little too machmer, and he says Rabbi Yosef only spoke about living in the house, but he never went so far as to say that they can't even live in the same chotzer. The Maga Mishnah quotes a Gemara Masecht Ervin, Daf Nun Gimel Amibayz, where Rabbi Shua tells us how he was once at the guest of a home of an almana, and Rabbi Yosef only meant that they're not allowed to live there on a permanent basis. Says the Maga Mishnah that on one hand, the Rambam is more lenient than the Ravid. The Ravid says that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be at the home of a widow even as her guest. But the Rambam says that if he's only there temporarily as a guest, that would be mutter. So now we have a very interesting machlokes. On one hand, the Rambam is machmer on the chotzer, and the Ravid is not machmer on the chatzar. On the other hand, the Rambam holds it's only usur on a permanent basis. As a guest, it's not, and the Ravid says even as a guest. But, says the Taz, that even the Ravid, who's machmer, is only machmer if the almana is giving her guest food as well as sleeping. So therefore, there's a lot of familiarity, and we have to be concerned what that may lead to. But says the Taz, that even the Ravid would agree that if it's only temporary and he's not getting any meals, then we could be lenient. The Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha is only referring to a man who's single or somebody who doesn't live with his family. But a married Talmud Chacham can remain with his family, even according to the Rambam, in a chotzer near a widow. Says the Mara, Nekevis Eitzel, Nekevis, but what about animals who are female? Next to a Nachris who's female, my Tamaloy Meachdinen, what is the concern? Amar Okubachava, we're not worried about the female being there, but we're worried about the man who comes to this female woman, and he doesn't find her, he comes to do relations, he doesn't find her, and that's why we have to be concerned. Even if he finds this woman at home, he's still going to do what he's not supposed to do, because the Nachrim have a real desire to live with the animals, to live with the animals of Jews. When the Nachash had relations with Chava Hitl Bazuma, he put in her this poison, so to speak, and that causes people to want to do the wrong thing. Ask them if that's the case, Yochi, why are we not concerned by Yisrael that has the Zuma? Answers the Gemara, Yisrael Shamda Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael that stood by Har Sinai, at the time of Har Sinai, Pasku Zumasam. However, Ovdu Chom Le Amdul Har Sinai, they never had Kabbalah Sotairah, and therefore Le Pasku Zumasam, that Zuma that causes them to do terrible Averis remains with them. So, the Shem Shmuel says, that Chava did something wrong with the Nachash, and what happened here was that the Zuma came into her, but Sarah, when she was brought to the home of Paran, the home of Avimelech, did not do what's wrong, and that protected her from doing anything wrong. But many Mefarshim, Rishonim, and Achronim explain that we know that at the Haggadah we say, Ilo Karvano, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us to Har Sinai, it would be enough. And all the Mefarshim ask, what would have been accomplished by coming to Har Sinai if we didn't receive the Torah? What's the point of it? So they say, because our Gemara just said that Klai Yisrael by Har Sinai, Pasku Zumasan, the Zuma that was in Klai Yisrael stopped. And therefore, that moment of Kabbalah's HaTorah, of standing by Har Sinai had such a profound effect. And therefore, even if we wouldn't have had received the Torah at that moment, it would have been great. And the Chochmas HaMatzvim from the Altar from Slobodka quotes the Masil Sisharim to explain what's the pshat in this. So he explains, what this really means to teach us is that what happened at Har Sinai, even before Kabbalah Satorah, he says what happened at Har Sinai, even before Kabbalah Satorah, is that we recognize what it means to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every element of our life, even in the Gashmias. And since that's what happened at that moment, when we recognized what this means, that was enough. That Pasku Zumasa. Ibailahu. Oifasmai. So ask the Gemara, what's going to be aloha by birds? And the question here is that birds, do we have the same concern that the Nachrim are going to have relations with the birds? And I saw that the Sefer Orachama explains why are birds different? Because as we just said, the Nochash is what brought the Zuhuama to the world. And explains the Arachama, so anything that's in the Nochash family, animal and Chaya, we have to be concerned about the Zuma. But birds weren't part of that family, and maybe we don't have to be concerned about Zuma. Or is the Zuma a play to everything? Tashma, Damar Vidom, Shmuel, Mishum, Rav Chanina, Ani Risi, Kavet Echad, Shlokach, Avaz, Menashuk. I saw a Nochri buy a goose from the market. Rava, he had relations. Chanka, he choked it. Tzala, he roasted it, and then ate it. Vama, Rav Yirmi, Midifta, Ani Risi, Aravi Echad, Shlokach, Yerach, Menashuk. He took a thigh from the meat market. Chokabak, they reveal, he made a hole in it. Rava, Tzala, the Arachama goes on to say, what's the pshat in the way the Gemara explains these stories? So he says that we would think maybe an animal, a bird even, that is constantly in the home of the Nachri, so the Nachri develops an attachment to that bird. Because the Nachri develops attachment to the bird, that's why it's going to do this kind of activity with the bird. But a bird that he just buys from the street that he has no relationship with, that he's not attached to, we need not maybe be concerned. Teaches us the Gemara that not only is there concern by birds, but the concern by birds is even a bird that he just bought from the market, he's going to have this kind of attachment to.